In Morocco, human rights groups are protesting the use of children as housemaids. They say each year, thousands of girls from poor families are sent to work for the wealthy. Often, they're abused and exploited. The government is considering measures to outlaw the child maids, but so far, it hasn't taken action. The World's Jerry Haddon reports from Casablanca, Morocco.
When Hadia Arhenawi was 8 years old, her poor family sent her to Casablanca to work as a servant for people she'd never met. She explains that her dad got into financial trouble, so he got in touch with an intermediary who looks for child maids. Arhenawi says she agreed to go, wanting to help her parents, but being a maid wasn't what she expected. Her host family beat her. When she asked to call her parents, she was threatened with further harm. She says, I suffered a lot. I slept in the kitchen with another maid. We were badly fed. My hands were scarred by bleach from scrubbing the floors. I finally managed to leave with the help of the intermediary who recruited me, but my parents sent me back. There are tens of thousands of child maids in Morocco. No official numbers exist, but one non-governmental organization called Baiti has counted 23,000 in Casablanca alone. Lamil Amina is Baiti's director. She says the vast majority come from the countryside, where people have little income and a lot of kids. If they send a girl away, that's one less mouth to feed. Plus, she can send money home. And the parents, she says, they think they're doing something nice for their daughter, that they're saving her from the tough conditions in the countryside where there's no water or electricity and so on. The parents think that at least their daughter will be fed in the city. Baiti works to educate poor parents about the reality of child maids and their exploitation. It also runs programs to sensitize the wealthy families as to the rights of their underage charges, to fair treatment and pay, and to an education. But the hurdles are daunting. Morocco's faltering education system itself encourages the child-maid phenomenon, Amina says, especially outside the cities.
Dans des régions rurales, l'école est très loin de chez les enfants.
She says in the rural areas, the schools are too far from people's homes, so often the parents take their young children out of school, especially their daughters, and they start working or they get sent away. So we have to restructure the countryside, bring schools closer, and fund them better, Moroccan education experts say. Azadine Akesbi is with the National Institute of Education Planning. He says many public schools, even in the cities, lack basic supplies such as books. Teacher absenteeism is high. But he says even more discouraging for parents is the relationship between schooling and jobs. In Morocco, he says, the better educated you are, the less chance you have of finding work. For university graduates, for example, the unemployment rate is between 30% and 35%.
Those who are leaving schools at the primary school or without any education, they are around 10%.
10%.
It's very difficult, but I can understand why some families are not even thinking of keeping their children at school, because the prospect is very risky and it's costly to keep their children at school.
Economic development and better public education are key tools to discouraging the use of child maids. But Abderrahim Sabir has another suggestion, tougher laws. Sabir is an expert on child labor with Human Rights Watch. He says for years, the Moroccan government has been toying with legislation to make it illegal to employ somebody under the age of 15. But he says the kingdom appears in no hurry to take action.
The subject matter is not viewed as a priority. There are other priorities. There is terrorism, there is this, there is that.
Sabir says Morocco's child-maid problem is serious, but he points out that at least Moroccan civil society is talking about it. In neighboring Algeria or Tunisia, for example, human rights workers are not allowed to investigate the issue.
This is a worldwide phenomenon. I mean, we find it at least from the Human Rights Watch perspective in democracies, in India, and nothing is happening to put an end to it.
And something should be, he says, because the child maids often end up suffering twice, as kids and adults. When they grow up, they often become prostitutes or single mothers like Hadia Arhenawi, whose prospects for work are slim. But Arhenawi is one of the lucky ones. Through Baiti, she now lives at a shelter for former child maids. She says she likes the shelter, where she's learning cooking and hairdressing. For the first time since she was 8 years old, she says, she's found a place to rest. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon, Casablanca, Morocco.